English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Nous allons découvrir l'hospitalité sénégalaise avec Linda, la touriste anglaise, qui ne serait complète sans Ataya ou thé sénégambien. Nous allons écouter le grand frère, Jo, son petit frère, et Linda, la touriste anglaise. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Le grand frère sert le thé à Linda. 2. En Mauritanie aussi, on sert du thé fort, comme au Sénégal. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi le second verre de thé est-il plus léger que le premier? 2. Sans quoi l'Ataya n'est-il pas un vrai Ataya pour le grand frère? 3. Quelle marque de thé Jo a-t-il utilisé? Vous allez apprendre les mots relatifs au matériel et aux ingrédients du thé sénégambien. Vous apprendrez ensuite les ordinaux. Vous apprendrez enfin comment faire une comparaison en anglais en utilisant des adjectifs.
Jo, come and make some tea for our guest, Linda. 3 cups, of course.
1 cup will be enough, thank you.
Only 1 cup? Linda, this is not British tea. We drink it all day long, not only at 5 o'clock. This is Ataya, a Senegalese tea, and it makes 3 cups.
I've had Mauritanian tea, but this looks quite different. Where's the teapot?
Right here. Of course, it's not a delicate porcelain teapot.
Ataya is made with this small charcoal stove and served in small glasses.
Ataya is much stronger than Mauritanian tea. The first cup is the strongest.
What about the second cup?
The second cup is lighter and sweeter. We add sugar and fresh mint leaves to the brewing tea.
And the third cup is like nectar. It's the sweetest one.
I like the way you pour the tea, how it foams in the cups.
My little brother is an expert. Without foam, it's not real Ataya.
Here, Linda, have your first cup.
Too strong, Joe.
Really? And this is only crazy camel tea, not as strong as iron powder.
Joe, you're only 20 years old. I'm over 40. Could you please add water, sugar, and mint?
That's a sweet infusion, then. And Linda, without foam.
I know. Without foam, it's not real Ataya.
Nous avons entendu Linda et ses hôtes autour du thé. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Le grand frère sert le thé à Linda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. En Mauritanie aussi, on sert du thé fort, comme au Sénégal. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi le second verre de thé est-il plus léger que le premier? Il est plus sucré et parfumé aux feuilles de menthe fraîches. 2. Sans quoi l'Ataya n'est-il pas un vrai Ataya pour le grand frère? Sans la mousse. 3. Quelle marque de thé Jo a-t-il utilisé? Crazy Camel. Vous voulez faire du thé comme Jo? Commencez par connaître le matériel requis et sa traduction en anglais. Écoutez et répétez. Fourneau. Stove. Théière. Teapot. Verre. Glasses. Charbon de bois. Charcoal. Répétez ces ordinaux. First. Second. Third. Pour les autres ordinaux, ils se terminent par les lettres TH, par exemple, fourth, fifth, sixth, etc. Répétez maintenant ces phrases.
Ataya is much stronger than Mauritanian tea. The second cup is lighter and sweeter.
Nous avons là des comparatifs de supériorité avec des adjectifs courts. Il suffit d'ajouter les lettres « er » à l'adjectif suivi de « than » qu'on peut parfois omettre. En français, il donne « plus » suivi de l'adjectif et de « que » dans l'expression « plus que ». Par exemple, « Joe is younger than Linda ». Écoutez aussi ces phrases. « The first cup is the strongest ». The third cup is the sweetest. Linda is the oldest. Ces comparaisons sont des superlatifs. En français, ils donnent le plus suivi de l'adjectif. Nous avons pris le thé avec Linda et ses hôtes. Maintenant, vous savez de quoi vous avez besoin pour faire du thé sénégambien ou ataya. Vous connaissez les ingrédients pour faire un bon ataya. Vous savez dire premier, deuxième, troisième, etc. Vous savez même comparer. Et n'oubliez pas de faire mousser votre ataya. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Interview, un entretien professionnel. En français, on dit aussi interview. Dans la conversation qui suit, nous allons entendre un entretien avec Mr. Blake. Il parlera de la compagnie où il travaille et de ses responsabilités dans cette firme. I work for a Chinese company.
I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics.
Je travaille pour une compagnie chinoise. What does your company manufacture? Que fabrique votre compagnie? We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
Nous fabriquons des robots industriels. Le verbe to manufacture veut dire fabriquer, faire, construire, produire industriellement.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. Thank you for coming to our program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please tell our listeners a little about yourself and your company.
Well, I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics. Our head office is in Beijing, China.
What does your company manufacture?
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
What are the industrial robots used for?
They're used in the manufacturing process, for example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Ensuite, Charles Blake va dire, My main responsibility is to export industrial robots to North America.
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
Export, le verbe exporter, à la différence de import, importer, c'est-à-dire quand on amène des produits dans le pays. Dans ce cas précis, c'est de la Chine vers l'Amérique du Nord que la compagnie de M. Blake exporte. I export industrial robots to North America. What are the robots used for? À quoi servent les robots? To be used for.
What are the industrial robots used for?
Littéralement, à quoi ces robots vont-ils être utilisés?
They're used in the manufacturing process, for example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Car manufacturing, la fabrication de voitures. Computer parts, des pièces détachées pour ordinateurs.
What are your responsibilities at International Robotics?
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
I see. Do you spend most of your time in North America?
Not really. I work at the company's head office in Beijing, but I do spend a lot of time traveling.
Vous avez entendu, our head office is in Beijing. Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office, to head, diriger. Head vient de tête, être à la tête, to head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel, voyager. Time, le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does, we do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec do. En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. Mr. Blake works for International Robotics. La question, who does Mr. Blake work for?
Who does Mr. Blake work for?
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake? He works at the company's head office. Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question, does he work at the company's head office?
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà. Imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling? How are you traveling? I'm taking the plane. Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane. How are you traveling to New York? I'm traveling by bus. How
are you traveling to work? I'm traveling by train. Ou bien, vous pouvez tout simplement dire, how are you traveling to New York? I'm flying. Je vole. C'est très court, c'est très clair. I'm flying. How are you traveling to work? I'm driving. Je conduis. Autre moyen de transport. The bus. Walking. La marche, bien sûr. Par exemple, how do you travel to school? I ride the bus. How do you go to the store? I walk. Ce sont des moyens de transport. To travel. I'm traveling to New York tomorrow. To drive. Conduire. I'm driving to work. To walk. Marcher. I'm walking to the store. Situation régulière de tous les jours. How do you travel? I drive to work. Je conduis pour aller au travail. Ou bien, I travel by car. How do you travel? I travel by bus. Ou bien, I take the bus. Je prends le bus. How do you travel? I take the taxi. Ou bien, I travel by taxi to go. How do you travel? I fly to work. Pour certaines personnes, c'est le cas. Ils prennent l'avion pour aller au travail. Par exemple, les journalistes, journalists, businessmen and women, des hommes d'affaires ou des femmes d'affaires, businessmen, businesswomen, journalists. Do you like traveling? Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like traveling? Do you like to drive? Do you like to ride the bus? Do you like to take the train? Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like traveling? Aimez-vous conduire? Do you like driving? How do you like to travel? Comment préférez-vous voyager? How do you like to travel? I like to fly. J'aime voler. I like to drive. J'aime conduire. I like to take the train. J'aime prendre le train. Do you like to travel? Yes, I love to travel. How do you like to travel? By plane? Par avion? By car? En voiture? By train?
Where does your family like to travel?
My wife likes cities. She likes New York and Washington, D.C. My children like the country. They like rivers and mountains.
You have rivers and mountains in Colorado.
Oh, yes. But my children like the rivers and mountains in Idaho.
My family lives in the east, and they like to travel in the west.
Il s'agissait de voyages et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntou
and our guest student from France,
Eva Pacanaro.
That's right. I like Pacanaro.
I like that. Pacanaro. Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC, Jeff Pascal Ilunga. Mm-hmm. He asked if we could go over.
Go over.
Which means revoir, mm-hmm. to go over.
So go over means revoir.
There you go. Yeah. To go over.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
Last year.
That's it. Yeah.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now.
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 Later.
Later, morning, afternoon. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have today,
mm-hmm.
yesterday,
tomorrow,
very good,
now, welcome to now,
welcome to now,
and to today, and if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In an English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday, welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time. Because we said now, mm-hmm. and we said today. Yeah. So go a bit in the past, and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go. Yeah.
5 minutes ago is the past.
And
yeah.
what is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago? Why? What is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
Is the age of the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize it with the verb go, ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. Bye bye.
So maybe that's where it came from.
Of course.
Ago.
Go.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Ago.
So we could say a day ago.
Mm-hmm. A month ago.
Yes.
And a year ago. A year ago. Mm-hmm. A week ago.
A week ago.
An hour ago.
Right. To imply that that's the past.
Right.
Much. Yep.
And so if it's in the future, what would we say?
Next summer, next week.
Next.
Good. Yeah, very
That's
good.
That's it. So I think we're ready to welcome some of our guests who are going to talk with us. And we're going to all try to understand ago, next. And we're talking about time in a linear fashion, I think. And so you always have something in front and something in behind. And so we talked about the past saying last, like last year,
last week.
That's another way of saying a year ago.
Right.
You could say last year. So a year ago and last year, it's about the same thing.